Welcome to this edition of the 2-Minute Fitbit, brought to you by Phase 1 Fitness and me, your host, Jerry Bacall. Today, let's talk about the essence of life as we know it, good old oxygen, the stuff none of us can live without. As you know, workouts can generally be divided into two groups, aerobic and anaerobic. Aerobic, by definition, is exercise done in the constant presence of oxygen, meaning your workout never exceeds your maximum oxygen uptake. On the other hand, intense weight training is anaerobic because it depletes the oxygen supply. Oxygen obviously becomes the limiting factor in your weight training. Let's see why that is and how we can mitigate that. In previous Fitbits, we talked about ATP or adenosine triphosphate being the only usable fuel at the cellular level. During cellular respiration, ATP loses a phosphate molecule and becomes ADP or adenosine diphosphate. ATP production is dramatically more efficient in the presence of oxygen rather than the absence. The aim in your resistance workouts, where oxygen is in short supply, is to start the exercise with as much oxygen in your blood to prolong the efficient production of ATP. To do that, you want to take as many deep breaths as possible before your set without hyperventilating. By doing so, you're going to be able to briefly increase your intensity, which we all know can make the difference between a good workout and a great workout. Also, when training intensely, to help ensure that your ATP production is maximized, you want to be on a creatine supplement as well. With the added oxygen and the increased ability for ATP production, you want to make sure that you also have enough creatine to donate the phosphate molecule needed for the ADP to ATP synthesis. Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of the 2-Minute Fitbit. Join us again when we discuss another interesting topic. Until then, I'm your host, Jerry Bacall, wishing you success, and above all, please, stay safe and healthy.